News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Stepping away from houses to green cities comprised of sort of 3 to 4 story high apartment blocks built around greens and having mini gardens may be the solution to the housing crisis. That's according to Dublin-based JFOC Architects and Claire McManus, who is director of JFOC and also the spokesperson for the RIAI, is with us. Looking at this, Claire, it's slightly redolent of the attempts that were made in the 60s to create apartment living around green shared spaces. That didn't turn out well.
Good morning, Anton. Yeah, good question. I suppose what we know is houses are cheaper to deliver, more affordable, whereas apartment blocks are quite expensive to deliver. And but however, they do deliver sustainable densities. And what we need to deliver is something in between. The apartment blocks you're referring to were quite tall blocks with lift access, stairwells, long corridors, etc. What we're trying to do is deliver something in between houses and apartments, medium density, low rise, and 100% own door access. So you have your own door into either your apartment or some storage and a private stairs up to the first or second floor apartment. And you eliminate that shared space and you deliver kind of what I suppose most Irish people expect with their home, which is their own front door onto a street or in our case, sometimes onto a shared garden, but straight into the public realm.
Now, shared, of course, being critical, there are a lot of people who will feel, no, the way that you know you have finally bought your house is you have your own little garden.
Yeah, and you will have your own garden as well. So you'll have your own garden or balcony, and then this those shared gardens are in addition. So they're part of the parkland for the scheme. So what we're delivering on is by increasing the density, because you're stacking three dwellings typically, you're able to have more green space. And then the second thing that's leading to more green space is we have less road provision than you would in a housing estate. So if you have less roads, you have lower cost, because a garden is actually much cheaper to deliver than a road, but it delivers more amenity for the local residents.
And what's the kind of square footage you're looking at in one of these?
It would meet the Irish standards, which are actually quite high comparatively. So maybe for a typical two bed, you're talking about 75 square metres, which would be very, very decent. I live in a two bed apartment myself in Dublin and it's about 63 square metres. And it's two double rooms with decent living space. So this is much bigger than that.
And what's the cost comparison look like?
As I said at the start, houses are cheaper than apartment blocks. This is somewhere in the middle, a bit closer to houses. We're talking about, for the typical unit, €230,000 direct build costs.
And what's your hope? Is it that the government will say, this is the way of the future, we should normalise these across the board?
We would hope that we would start with a prototype. At JFOC, we've been helping deliver housing since 1987. We've helped deliver 10,000 dwellings to date. So we do know what we're talking about. And we have worked with the state and with developers alike and approved housing bodies to help deliver housing. So we just wanted to showcase what can be done. I think we're a little bit stuck in delivering houses plus apartments rather than something in the middle, kind of in a more more even basis across the board.
Claire, thank you very much. That is Claire McManus, who is director of Dublin-based JFOC Architects and RIAI spokesperson.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.